relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, indeed. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States, broadcasting from the Big Apple today. Had to be here for a Marine Corps event honoring Jordan Saunders with the Major General John H. Russell Leadership Award Luncheon. And we heard from Lieutenant General John Jansen, Deputy Commandant of the Marine Corps, a sterling speech that I've shared certain details of with my friend John Batchelor. If you missed any part of the last hour, where were you? We were here. Seriously, go to the iTunes podcast to get the audio for free, or even better, our new YouTube channel. Yes, we have a new YouTube channel. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka. And if you want to be sure it's the right one, and not a fake, not a spoof, it has the photograph from my Twitter page with the blue background. Subscribe today, and you can catch everything that the master of the long form shared with us here on America First. Broadcasting from WNYM, our sister station here in New York. We have another select number of special guests for you today. Next up will be David Goldman, after a certain representative has agreed to join us for a quick interview about something he has proposed in the House with regards to the Bidens. But let's just touch for a second upon what happened last night. It's tough to summarize the rank extremism, the radicalism. But two people who I was monitoring during the debate last night did a very, very good job. One of them may be familiar to you. I think she's with One American News, Liz Wheeler. And she tweeted this during the debates. All I see on this stage are people who, and here's the direct quote, mock my religious beliefs, will violate my religious liberty, will raise my taxes, lie about it all, want to take my guns, embrace socialism, champion abortion up to the moment of birth, and who want to spend $100 trillion on a stupid Green New Deal. Well done, Liz Wheeler. That is perhaps one of the most concise summaries I have yet seen with regards to the Democrat Party's extremism. There are no adults left. There are no moderate liberals left in the DNC. We have a special guest in this first segment. We don't usually do that, but it's important, especially with regards to his recent proposals in the House. He is Congressman Bradley Byrne from Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Congressman Byrne, are you with us?
I am indeed.
Thank you for joining us on our nationally syndicated show, Coast to Coast. You have proposed the introduction of a resolution to the House of Representatives. Would you share with our listeners what the purpose of your resolution is, Congressman Byrne?
Yes, we filed last night a resolution that would require the three relevant committees in the House to investigate Hunter Biden and former Vice President Joe Biden with regard to the business dealings and business contacts between Hunter Biden, certain entities and people in the Ukraine and in China. We all have heard the press stories. We know some of the things that Hunter Biden has already admitted to, but we don't know the full story. And I think the people of America deserve to know the facts. What happened? How did it happen? When did it happen? What type of relationship was forged here between Hunter Biden and these people? And what role did the federal government, whether it's Vice President Biden or somebody else, play in that? Because it's just not ordinary for somebody to get hired by a Ukrainian natural gas company for $50,000 a month when that person has no background in that field. It's not ordinary for Americans to fly on the vice president's plane to China and end up with this enormously lucrative deal with the Chinese shortly afterwards. It's just not normal, and I think we need to have an answer to that question. I know the Democrats have been fussing at the president because he asked foreign leaders to help with this investigation. I want the United States Congress to do this investigation.
But in that case, Congressman Byrne, we're talking to Bradley Byrne, follow him, Rep Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, on Twitter. We were told in a long interview with the former vice president's son at the weekend on television that there's nothing exceptional. He was the vice chairman of the Amtrak board, which clearly made him qualified to be involved in energy in Central Europe. And the fact that he and his hedge fund won a $1.5 billion contract from the Communist National Bank of China, we were told that that's absolutely par for the course. It sounds like you disagree with that, Congressman.
Well, it's not par for the course in Alabama, and I don't think it's par for the course in most places around America. It smells, and I think everybody knows it smells. And I just want to get to the bottom of it. What are the facts? I mean, the idea to say that some relationship with Amtrak has something to do with natural gas, I mean, that just doesn't even come close to making any sense. So I think we need to have an investigation. And look, if instead of putting Hunter Biden's name in there, if I put Donald Trump Jr.'s name in there, they'd have had this investigation going on months ago.
Is it possible? I've asked this for a couple of congressmen this week, and I still have to ask it from all of our guests who are struggling on Capitol Hill to actually do the work of the American people. Congressman Byrne, is it possible to cooperate at all with the Democrat Party today? Because it seems that for the last 3 years, all they want to do is to remove the president who was elected by 63 million Americans. On a day-to-day basis, what is it like for you to actually be in the same room with these people?
Well, it's become increasingly difficult. Some of these people I've worked very hard at forging relationships with because we have to work together to do things like national security. But as things have gotten so extreme, both in the rhetoric but also in the very process we're undergoing here, I mean, I don't even think using the word process is appropriate for what we're doing in this impeachment inquiry right now. It's not a process. It's simply a partisan effort on behalf of Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff to go get the president. And I hate to say it, but most of the national news media has just become a propaganda arm for that effort. And it's just disgusting to watch the way they're handling this. They're doing impeachment inquiry behind closed doors, right, and even members of the House representatives like me can't even be in the room while they're doing it. If they've got such a great case, why wouldn't they do it out in front of everybody in the public to see? Well, the reason they're not is because they're making this thing up as they go along, and they don't want the public to see them doing it.
Are there any adults left in the Democrat Party, Congressman? Are there any moderates? Are there any people who aren't captured by the extremists and the radicals like the Squad?
Well, if there are, they're very few. And I've been disappointed because I was waiting for some of the ones that I know and have respect for to stand up and say, wait a minute, we're not going about this the right way. And I watched part of those debates last night. What's happened to the Democratic Party is that they've become a socialist party. And I think some of the people on that stage last night aren't comfortable with that, but you can't get elected unless you're a socialist in the Democratic Party today.
Well, that resolution sounds completely normal. It is something that we should do. If foreign governments shouldn't investigate corruption by U.S. citizens, surely shouldn't our own administration and our own government. What is your message? We have almost 390 days left until the election. Congressman Bradley Byrne, what is your message to the American people? Because we are a nationally syndicated show, and also to the people of Alabama in the last minute we have with you.
The people of this country don't want a phony impeachment proceeding going after a president that was duly elected 3 years ago. They want to have the opportunity to make their decision next year. That's our democracy. That election is an immensely important election. Let's get off the impeachment. Let's focus on the issues that matter every day to the people that live in this country, whether it's the cost of health care, securing our border, which is critically important, these incredibly important national security issues. Let's focus on that, and let's get America back to the fundamentals that made us the greatest country on the face of the earth.
A fabulous message. The shining city on the hill, as the great Ronald Reagan told us. We have been talking to Congressman Bradley Byrne, Alabama's first congressional district. Thank you, Congressman. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting today from Manhattan, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. And next, another very special guest, David P. Goldman. Yes, a.k.a. Spengler.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dynovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
And Balance of Nature, for my energy and everything, it does make it much easier for me. I love it. I really, I tell everybody about it. And I love when they have the shows when the doctor speaks and all. So it really, it lifts your spirits too, knowing that there's somebody out there that really wants to help you and has come up with something this good. So I'm happy.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4400. 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Imagine a student, a girl who's dedicated for 5 years of her life to the 5 a.m. practices in the gym on the track to become the best in her state. And then what happens? Along comes a genetic male who says, I'm a woman, and crushes all the athletes who actually are women. Yes, I said it, Media Matters. Keep on typing. Men are men, women are women. This insanity isn't something from an Aldous Huxley book or from George Orwell. It is happening now in America. And those people who are being persecuted for their religious belief in objective truth, such as a man is a man and a woman is a woman and marriage shall be between the two, remember Jack the Cake Baker, they are being persecuted as we speak. Just this week, the Alliance Defending Freedom took a court case all the way to the Supreme Court to fight for your religious freedoms. Can I enlist you to join them to support the defense of all of us? Let's raise $1,000 in this hour from patriots who believe in objective truth. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and please click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner and make a donation in any amount. They are all tax deductible. Any amount makes a difference. But let's hit $1,000 in this hour. If you prefer, you can call 866-954-3388. That number, 866-954-3388, to help those who are protecting others who are being persecuted for their religious belief. Let's help them protect all of us. I am in Manhattan, and when I am in Manhattan, I suck the marrow out of this city. And one way of doing that is I call up the best, the brightest, the true 80-pound brains of strategic thought. You had John Batchelor on for an hour. And now, in the second hour of the show, I get paid to do this. This is absurd. I should be paying to sit down with David P. Goldman, a.k.a. Spengler, the man who writes the Spengler column for Asia Times. Follow him on Twitter right now, David P. Goldman. David, welcome to the studio.
Seb, it's such a pleasure to sit down with you. Thanks for the kind words.
Richelieu, a character from the Four Musketeers, movies made by Blake Edwards in the 1980s and other things. What on earth has Cardinal Richelieu got to do with Donald Trump, the PKK, and the Assad regime in Syria?
Well, sometimes when I want to get advice that it's embarrassing for me to say directly, I conjure the ghost of Cardinal Richelieu, who looks a bit like Charlton Heston in the movie. And sounds,
that little goatee, that Heston with a goatee.
Right, sounds like Peter Sellers in The Pink Panther. But he tells me things that I pass on.
You channel the cardinal.
Exactly.
Okay, so what is the cardinal telling you about the president's decision last week to relocate, not withdraw, let's be accurate, relocate the 50 U.S. troops in northern Syria?
We're being much too nice to the Turks. The Turks understand nothing but force, and we're clearly afraid that they will leave NATO. In certain ways, they already have left NATO. They're buying Russian air defense systems, which means that we can't let them have our best planes because they'd use the Russian air defense to profile the best way to shoot down our best planes. Right. They're talking about buying fighter planes from the Russians, and they're being bailed out financially by the Chinese. So they're NATO in name only, and the only way to keep them in the fold, if we can at all, is to scare the pants off them. And there's only one thing that they're really afraid of. That's the Kurds. President Trump was ill-advised by the whole national security establishment. Let's not be beastly to the Turks because they might run off and work with the Russians instead of us. It's quite the opposite. They have to be terrified of what we'll do to them.
How do you terrify a fellow NATO member? What would the advice be from Spengler to the 45th Commander-in-Chief?
We have to play like an underdog in the Middle East. We can't sit there as the imperial power and flick our cufflinks and expect things to happen the way we want. After 20 years of making bad decisions, we're behind the eight ball, so we have to play rough and play dirty. So I think it would be very educational for the Turks, for example, if, sadly, some anti-aircraft rockets were to fall off the back of a truck and the Kurds were to use them to shoot down a couple of Turkish planes. Or
it sounds like the kind of advice that would come out of former KGB Siloviki circles in the Kremlin, kind of the trade craft of the Russians, no?
The Russians are sitting in a former American base, eating our field rations, watching our videos, and patrolling between the Syrian army and the Turks right now. They've simply taken over our role. Now, President Trump has the right instincts to get American soldiers out of harm's way, but it is not good for us when the Russians become the umpire and the mediator in a strategically key part of the world. We literally handed American bases and an American role over to the Russians. So I think he was ill-advised, although his instincts are good and his heart's in the right place. Sometimes when you're dealing with rough and nasty people, you have to play rough and nasty.
They're all thugs. Whoever you pick in the region are thugs. Whether it's the Maoist PKK, whether it's Assad, whether it's Putin, whether it's the neo-Ottomanist Erdogan, they're all thugs. What is the strategic objective that we should have as the most powerful nation in the world with regard to the future of Turkey?
Turkey doesn't really have a long-term future in its current configuration simply because the Kurds, who are now almost a quarter of the population, have twice as many children as the Turks. There aren't enough Turks in Turkey. I was involved in a Defense Department study 6 years ago with the great Andrew Marshall, which looked at the demographics and came to the conclusion that the future of at least a great part of Turkey was Kurdish,
So the re-theocratizing neo-Ottomanist Turkey has become fat and flabby and non-reproductive like the rest of Europe?
The Turks themselves, like most Muslim countries, the moment that women learn to read, go to European levels of fertility. So, and Erdogan has been screaming about this for years. It's his favorite theme.
As has Putin.
Absolutely. So Erdogan is preemptively trying to crush the Kurds and make sure that there's no Kurdish entity on their border, such as in northern Syria, which might be a magnet for the Kurds in his own country. Now, we don't want to establish a Kurdish state out of nothing. We're not ready for it. But we don't want to let the Turks crush the Kurds. So we have to play both sides against each other and do that in a way where we might have to occasionally say things which aren't exactly strictly true.
So it's Fight Club rules, play dirty. It is a part of the world where Marquis of Queensbury has never, in fact, been effective. And where now and again, you have to get your hands dirty. Not politically correct, but some things are not politically correct. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, author of the new book, The War for America's Soul. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with our very special guest, David P. Goldman. Back with David after these messages. Don't touch that dial.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
There's a common assumption about identity theft. A lot of people believe it's just credit card fraud, but credit card fraud isn't the only form of identity theft. If you're just helping protect your identity by monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being sold on the dark web, someone getting an online payday loan in your name, or even someone changing your address without your authorization. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, they can help you see threats that you might otherwise miss by just monitoring your credit. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year by using promo code SMART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code SMART. That's SMART for an extra 10% off.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and again, the Prager Store has put together something new. They have compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, the truths about what a woman needs, what a man needs. Also includes every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. I've done this segment for years. Now you can listen to all of them dating back to 2010. These hours have literally saved marriages. I wish I could read to you all the emails I have received and what people tell me at every speech. A couple will come over with a smile and thank me for what male-female hour has done for their marriage. Or even gotten people to get married to begin with. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of the male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Association for Mature American Citizens.
If you're watching us on YouTube live or one of our segments that we post every day, don't forget to subscribe to my new channel, not the old channel, the brand new one with my Twitter photograph on it with the blue background. And if you like what you're listening to, hit the like button and the notification button twice. It's got to be twice. Otherwise, you won't get the notifications. That's just how sneaky Google and YouTube are. We are back with David Goldman, a.k.a. Spengler of Asia Times. We, in the break, were discussing this very important aspect, and it is remarkable. Geography isn't complicated.
But it is massively important, and it isn't really taught anymore, at least the way it should be taught. What is the geographic significance of China playing in the Middle East and cozying up with Turkey, David?
China has a $2 trillion plan called the Belt and Road Initiative, whose purpose is to integrate the entire Eurasian continent under a Chinese umbrella. Telecommunications, shipping, rail, logistics, 5G, the whole works. And they envision Turkey as the terminus of that and their launching pad for Europe.
For Europe.
Turkey is now financially dependent on China.
So you mentioned something very interesting about what did not happen with the Turkish currency after the sanctions.
That's right. When we last imposed sanctions on Turkey in the spring, the Turkish currency collapsed.
It was crippled.
We did it again, and nothing happened.
Which means what?
It means the Chinese are writing enormous checks. They have a $1 billion swap line, which they announced. They've put in about $4 billion of infrastructure projects, and they're probably buying a lot of Turkish bonds. Turkey is being bought on the cheap and turning into a satrapy of the Chinese empire. And
which is what they want. They want satrapies and vassals is what
absolutely.
China wants.
So China wants to control the whole logistics from the Bosphorus on the and going to the Mediterranean Sea all the way to the South China Sea, the entire Eurasian continent.
Let's try and translate this into things that matter to people who aren't excited by geopolitics. Let's talk about explain 5G. Why is 5G so crucially important? Why does it affect every single listener to this program?
Well, it's not simply that you can download movies in a heartbeat. It's 100 times faster, and it also has no delay. It's instantaneous. With 5G, you can have machines on the factory floor communicate directly with each other. You can send up thousands of drones and have them communicate with each other and run them as a swarm and destroy fighter planes or attack a target.
So this is the next level of information distribution.
It unifies artificial intelligence with industrial automation and will give us the next industrial revolution.
In the hands of?
The Chinese. And if you don't believe me, go to the website of Huawei, the controversial Chinese telecommunications company, which has been bragging about their position at the forefront of this with plans to transform the economies of 100 countries, which are freely available on their website.
Tell us in the last minute we have in this segment with you, David Goldman, what we need to know about Huawei. What is Huawei? And I'm going to spell it for you, H-U-A-W-E-I, Huawei.
It's the spearhead of the Chinese empire. It's an imperial horde with 200,000 employees, 50,000 foreigners, most of them engineers, that spends twice as much on R&D as their competitors combined with Chinese government subsidies and dominates the critical technology for the next industrial revolution.
What is China today? You use the word spearhead of the Chinese empire. What kind of economic animal is China? What is the best descriptor?
Think of the Borg. You will be assimilated. China for...
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
China for millennia was turned inward and concerned with its own problems, mainly food. Now it's moving outward with a hugely talented and educated population with the objective of dominating the critical technologies which will determine who makes money and who doesn't. So if they get it, we're poor. You personally are poor.
And the stunning thing of everything you're hearing from David Goldman right now, none of it is secret, and I am so grateful to the president and to my colleagues in the White House that when I was in there, when I had the clearances, I read the reports, the scales fell from my eyes, and I realized it's not the jihadis, it's not Russia, it's not Iran, it's not even North Korea. China is the only threat we face. We will be back with David P. Goldman, a.k.a. Spengler, broadcasting from our Manhattan studios, the Relief Factor studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is natural, pain relief that actually works. I have never had a script. I've never had talking points for this incredible product. Why? Because I live it every single day. When Pete and Seth Talbot came to me 9 months ago to say, would I endorse this product? I said, if it's real and if it works. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for almost a decade, for 9 years. Every Sunday it would flare up. I'd go to mass, I'd kneel down, and it was excruciating. Nothing worked, and I wasn't going to take drugs to fix it. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, and my pain disappeared and has yet to come back. That is the experience of tens of thousands of Americans right now who are taking Relief Factor every single day. Shouldn't you be the next success story? Go to relieffactor.com, order your 3-week quick starter pack right now for $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Join me, join all those who are being liberated from their daily aches and pains. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I am hosting the Great American Wealth Project. It's a free online presentation that will show you exactly what it takes to get wealthy in the bustling Trump economy. It's booming beyond belief, with record low unemployment, record high jobs numbers, record high stock markets, and nearly 12,000 Americans becoming new millionaires every week. But I recognize that not everyone's getting ahead, and I want to change that. Joining me is an award-winning financial strategist whose work I've been following for 15 years. During our event, he'll detail his new number one stock in America, which could be the next stock to create a new set of millionaires in this country. So please be sure to join us for the Great American Wealth Project. And I should mention, you'll also discover how to get my brand new book, The United States of Trump, absolutely free. Just go to O'ReillyWealthProject.com to get started. Again, that's O'ReillyWealthProject.com.
Presented by the Oxford Club.
Sebastian Gorka here. How many of your investments have doubled over the last 2 years? If you followed the documented recommendation of Midas Gold Group's senior analyst and invested in palladium coins and bars, that's exactly what would have happened. Right now, they have new urgent precious metals buy and sell recommendations available to my listeners today. Call 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the only precious metals dealer I endorse because they offer intelligent analysis on buy and sell recommendations, not sales pitches. If you could use sound, practical precious metals investing advice, call Midas Gold Group and learn how to add the stability of gold, palladium, and other precious metals to your IRA or retirement investments. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000, online at MidasGoldGroup.com, 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I sleep on my premium MyPillow and my Giza Dream sheets, and I love it. You can get massive discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, they are bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get massive discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillow. Enter promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468 for these great radio specials.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Will you indulge me for a second? I was just given a challenge by David P. Goldman. He said, when reality is so weird, you can't shock anybody. Right, David? I'm going to try to shock people right now. I have a friend. You know who you are. He told me not to use his name. Who sent me a photograph last night from the Democrat convention debate, from the convention set, whatever it was. So he was in the restroom. He took a photograph of a poster that was in all the toilets. Underneath is a bucket and above the buckets is a poster. Take what you need. Consider your fellow menstruators. People helping people, period. Get it? Menstrual products are found in women's, men's, and gender-neutral restrooms because not all menstruators on Otterbein's campus identify as women. This isn't a joke. This is a photograph I will be posting on my Twitter feed after I have recovered by talking to David P. Goldman, because not all people who menstruate are women. Did you know that, David?
Well, as the British would say, that's bleeding crazy.
Nicely done. Oh, my gosh. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the Salem Studios here in New York. If you understand what I've just said, you also understand that they are coming after your health care. You heard the debate. Who? Kamala Harris said, you don't need private health insurance, and we're going to nationalize Medicare. If you're over the age of 50, you can't let them take your Medicare and your health care from you. Don't join the AARP. Join AMAC right now. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com, 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 or call their number. Write it down, 855-624-4824. If they take away your Medicare, if they give it to those who haven't contributed a dime, it will be as disastrous as the healthcare in other countries that have been nationalized, such as the UK. I've lived it. Trust me. 855-624-4824 or GorkaForAMAC.com. David, we're having such an important discussion about China, what's happening in the Middle East, Syria, and so forth. But I have to have, because you're such a strategic voice, your take, just your gut response to this. It's not even fracas, it's just this insanity of the president's phone call with the president of the Ukraine. Your take on the farrago.
Well, my reaction to the Ukraine phone call is, what? Here you have a mutiny by the American intelligence services generating alleged source material out of Ukraine to try to frame the president and his campaign. You've got corruption on the part of senior political figures. And it's perfectly normal and reasonable to ask another government to assist our law enforcement agencies in investigating such matters. Perfectly reasonable, something that was...
It's even something that Bill Clinton signed a treaty about with Ukraine.
Precisely. That's called pursuing national security. It's part of the president's job specification. So the idea that this is an issue is incomprehensible to me, except that everything that the liberals do is illogical. So why shouldn't this be?
And to put that in the context of the last 3 years with Russiagate, with Mueller, with the obstruction of justice, how do you describe the last 3 years in Democrat politics, David Goldman?
A rolling attempted coup on the part of the Democratic Party in cahoots with mutinous elements of America's intelligence services, that the swamp, in other words, that really needs to be rooted out. There's never been anything like this.
So in comparison to Watergate?
Well, Richard Nixon actually committed a crime, a minor one, but it was a crime. President Trump has been put under the spotlight, under the microscope, and no one's found an iota of improper behavior. There was an attempt to generate so-called process crimes,
General
obstruction
Flynn.
Of justice and
right,
so forth.
Right.
But that was nonsense. My only criticism of President Trump is he should have pardoned General Flynn and set him to run an audit of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Well, it's still time because he has been convicted but not sentenced. And if he waits till after the sentencing, which has been delayed, I think, three times already because of the irregularities in General Flynn's case, that would be the time to pardon him. And yes, I said it, Media Matters, let's get General Flynn pardoned. What is the correct response in the next 384 days of the campaign? How should the White House and how should the GOP respond to what you have called a rolling attempted coup?
I think the president has responded very well, but I hope he will go on the offensive against the kind of insanity which the Democrats have proposed, as you were saying, in health care. The peak of insanity in the debate last night for me was when Joe Biden said Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren health plan would cost $30 trillion.
Yes.
It would cost a $3 trillion a year, three times the defense budget. And Bernie Sanders said, oh, don't worry, we'll just tax health care profits. The man is a lunatic. Health care profits are 0.5% of health care spending. You could tax them 100 times over, and it would make no difference at all. So you're talking about people who plan to confiscate your wealth. That's the only way they can get the money to pass out the goodies that they think they need to stay in power.
So it's not just confiscating our guns, it's confiscating our money.
Absolutely. There will be confiscatory wealth tax for the American middle class.
Should we be surprised given the fact that this man actually honeymooned in the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union, David Goldman?
That's the point of socialism. Socialism is you confiscate the wealth of people who've got it and hand it out to people who are favored by the regime. That's the model.
With regards to the insanity of these platforms, and we have 30 seconds in this segment left, does that mean that the president is in a good position for the next election?
The president is in an excellent position if he's running against the likes of Sanders and Warren, because the American middle class doesn't want to be put into re-education camps to give up their Bibles and doesn't want their wealth confiscated.
Or their guns to be taken away. Not mine either. From your lips to God's ears. We're talking to David P. Goldman, the Spengler columnist for Asia Times. Follow him today at David P. Goldman on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka, broadcasting from our sister station's studios in Manhattan, the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is natural, pain relief that has no, and I mean zero, negative side effects, and pain relief that works. Don't take my word for it. Listen to my colleagues, other members of what we call the Salem faculty, people with such reputations as Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and Larry Elder, who stand by this product, as do I. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind this incredible product, aren't just canny businessmen. They are on a mission to relieve the pain of their fellow Americans. That's why tens of thousands are taking Relief Factor right now. Look at the testimonials at their webpage. Just go to ReliefFactor.com and hear the stories for yourselves. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95, can be at your front door in less than 3 days. And I guarantee you, because this is my experience and the experience of thousands of others, within 2 weeks, you will know if Relief Factor works for you in liberating your daily aches and pains. Surely you owe it to yourself to find out if you could be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with David P. Goldman next.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free
for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
I am now a proud American, and I'll die for this country if I have to. But my blood is Hungarian, which means, yeah, we're all pessimists, you know, and it goes with the territory. Let's not be pessimists because we're Americans. David Goldman, we can moan, we can complain about China, Turkey, and everybody else. But there is an answer to get us back to where we should be. And it's kind of analogous to what Kennedy did for us in the 1960s. What does President Trump have to do to jumpstart us up to where we should be?
I've said this before on your program, Seb, but if I were President Trump, I'd go to Rice University in Houston, Texas. I'd stand where John F. Kennedy stood, where he announced the moonshot, and say the United States will overcome every obstacle and mobilize all of our energy and creativity and dominate the game-changing technologies of the 21st century. Artificial intelligence, quantum computing, communications, 5G, 6G, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Americans want to be called on to sacrifice, to achieve, to do great things. The youth of this country, which seems demoralized and too bewitched by Bernie Sanders, needs to be told there are great things that you can do and we expect great things of you, and they will respond.
Is it the same window that Kennedy gave us, he said, before the end of the decade, or is that too far away, David?
Well, I think that end of the decade, end of the next decade is certainly possible. Every time we've set our mind to it, we've astonished the world with how fast we've moved. We astonished ourselves. And I don't believe that we've changed. I still think we're the same country that won the Cold War, that won the Second World War, that won the space race. We could do it again.
We've had religious leaders. We've had theological thinkers say we need a rededication of this nation. If we had the two things together, if we had a spiritual rededication of the nation allied to this spur to innovation, I truly believe there is nothing that this nation could not achieve.
Amen.
I'm so excited to have him in the studio today. David, will you do a longer interview with us for our new cabinet, our new special behind-the-scenes interviews?
It would be an honor and privilege.
All right. Mr. G's listening, my producer Jeff, we will make that happen. If you want to see the special content that is available nowhere else, go to my website, sebgorka.com, and join Gorka's Cabinet today. Not only do you get this daily show all 3 hours without the commercial breaks, you have exclusive takes, my stories of the real news behind the fake news, and then special long-form interviews with special guests. Next, we'll have David in studio. We had Steve Bannon recently. We had the former CIA chief of station from Moscow. Exclusive content you can't find anywhere else. Go to S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and join my team. Join Gorka's Cabinet today. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming from our Manhattan studios. 1 hour left, and it's just not enough.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.